Now to the US, where the Taoiseach has apologised for any offence caused by remarks he made during an event for Irish interns on Capitol Hill last night. During his speech, Leo Varadkar said he was an intern in Washington 23 years ago, at a time, he said, when some parents would have had cause for concern about what would happen to interns in Washington. The comment is thought to be a reference to Bill Clinton's affair with intern Monica Lewinsky, and it came just hours after he attended an event in which he was seated beside Hillary Clinton. The Taoiseach spokesperson described it as an ill-judged and off-the-cuff remark, which he regrets. Earlier, I spoke to Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror, who was at the event last night.
So this was at an event for the Washington Ireland programme, and this is a programme that Leo Varadkar went through himself in the year 2000, and he was an intern with a congressman. He was addressing the class of 2023, and during his speech, he mentioned that he was an intern in the year 2000 at a time where, quote, parents had reason to be worried about interns in Washington. Now, I was in the room with a few of my colleagues, and in fairness, there were a few laughs in the room. I think there was shock, but there were a few laughs, and people did find it amusing. Taoiseach did come out very fast there afterwards, and he did issue the apology. And when we got the official script and the official speech from him, it wasn't in there. So it was what his spokeswoman described as an off-the-cuff remark.
And the comments were made just hours after he met with Hillary Clinton.
They were, and I think that's what made us really pick up on them. And the other thing I suppose to remember as well is Hillary and Bill Clinton are to come to Ireland next month with Joe Biden. This is something that Hillary Clinton actually confirmed earlier this week. So it's going to make for an awkward encounter, I would say. And I think it's something that probably will be on the Taoiseach's mind between now and then.
Now, I know it's early in the morning where you are, but how has all this gone down in the US?
It doesn't really seem to have landed at all, to be honest. I think the Irish Press Corps, we were following it up last night, and I know it was in a lot of papers this morning, but it doesn't really seem to have gained traction here, which is something I'm sure the Taoiseach will be glad of when he meets President Biden and when he is in the White House this morning.
And as you mentioned, the Clintons are due here for the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. So too is Joe Biden. So is there a sense that this is going to cause some diplomatic difficulty?
It's hard to tell at the moment, I think. I mean, I'm sure this is not the first time a remark or a quip or a joke has been made about this situation. And I think given the amount of time that's passed, you would think that perhaps it's not something that people are too precious about anymore. But I suppose we are going to have to wait and see. And I think Leo Varadkar, what he'll really be focusing on now is just trying to get through today, trying to get to this meeting with Joe Biden. And then I'd say the attention will turn to next month in a few days' time.
And tell us a bit about what's on Leo Varadkar's agenda for the rest of today.
Yeah, really, really busy agenda for Leo Varadkar today. It's all kicking off with a breakfast in the Vice President Kamala Harris's residence. Then after that, he'll travel to the White House, where he'll have that long-awaited bilateral with President Biden. Then after that, he's travelling to Capitol Hill. That's for a lunch hosted by Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Then this afternoon, he'll travel back to the White House for the traditional shamrock ceremony, where the bowl of shamrock will be handed over. And Niall Horan is going to be performing at that as well. So that'll be an interesting one. But it's a long day for the Taoiseach, as he also has to go to a cultural showcase at the Kennedy Centre this evening. So a long day, but an exciting day for him as well, I'm sure.
That was Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror, speaking to us from Washington.